Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On with Pastor Kevin Radlin and friends. Turn the Light On is a topical study of the Bible and how these topics apply to everyday life for each one of us. Join us today as we look at the Bible, life as a believer in Christ, and how to be relevant as the church reaching out to a modern world with the message of Jesus Christ. Now here's our host, Pastor Kevin Radlin from Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On with Pastor Kevin Radlin from Lighthouse Christian Church. So glad to have each and every one of you here with us today on the program. And man, have we got a good one for you. Yesterday was amazing, but today we're going to keep going on the topic of what does the cross bring? And Martita is here with me again. I had her back again today after yesterday. And Martita, how are you?
I'm doing awesome. I'm so glad to be here. And oh my gosh, I feel the presence of the Lord so strong. Yeah. And I can't wait to talk about the cross.
Oh yeah.
And the resurrection. And Jesus going to heaven and sitting at the right hand of the Lord.
Yeah, it's been really an amazing thing to just break down the Word of God. We have been really just breaking out scripture after scripture, and just it's so neat to see all the threads where Jesus is pulled in and his accomplishments have been pulled in for us. And you know, I really do believe this, the only power of the false is its ability to hide the truth. I say it a lot, but I believe the enemy wants to keep hidden from you the promises of God, all that Christ has done for us. And you know what? As we get here on the radio, as we break all this down, I love it because the enemy is unable to keep these things hidden any longer. We're just going to talk about it. We're going to bring it out, and we're going to turn the light on in the midst of his dark world. We're going to turn the light on, shine the light. Jesus said, "You're the light of the world. Let your light so shine before men that they'll see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven." You know, and our good works are that we're going to praise the name of Jesus on the program, and we're going to bring the scripture and the truth of God's word to each and every one of you to the best of our abilities, and we're going to believe for God to do miraculous things for each and every one of us. So let's jump in.
Yes, Kevin, you mentioned the accomplishments. So
yes.
As we talk about the accomplishments, what does that do for us?
Right.
Because that's the thing. A lot of times we don't realize that everything he did for us is to bless us.
Right.
And we don't know the truth a lot of times. We don't know everything that he's provided for us. And there we are, lack of knowledge.
Yeah. Well, okay. The Bible says, my people perish from a lack of knowledge.
Because we don't walk. Yes. Yeah. Oh, Habakkuk.
Habakkuk. That's right.
Habakkuk. So.
Hey, I got the H right.
Hey, teamwork, okay? Teamwork here.
Makes the dream work.
That's right. So that's what we want to bring, is for us to understand what he did for us, what he conquered for us, what he provided for us, so we can walk in it.
Yes.
And that's the thing. It's all in the Word. So it's the Word is life. If some people say, "Oh, I read it, I don't understand it." Well, we're breaking it down simple for you so you can understand it, get a hold of it, and walk right into it.
Right. But the goal isn't that we would just break it down for you all the time. The goal is that you would actually start to be challenged to go into the Word of God and get hungry yourself and go into the Word and start to allow God to speak to you, you know, personally on what life is found in his scriptures.
And go to the Word and make sure that what we're saying is correct.
Yeah, absolutely.
Don't just go by our word.
Was it Hosea or Habakkuk? Yeah. You'll never know until you go look.
Exactly. Go search it out. Google helps a lot. If you tell Google what you're looking for, it tells you exactly where to find it
exactly.
In the Bible. It's very simple. But I want to start reading Romans 5, 6 through 11.
Oh, man, this is such a good...
Oh my gosh.
Portion of scripture.
The word is so good. And the more you read it, the hungrier you get. When we were utterly helpless, Christ came at just the right time and died for our sins. Now, most people would not be willing to die for an upright person, though someone might perhaps be willing to die for a person who is especially good. But God showed his great love for us by sending Christ to die for us while we were still sinners. And since we have been made right, which is justified in God's sight by the blood of Christ, he will certainly save us from God's condemnation. For since our friendship with God was restored by the death of his son while we were still his enemies, we will certainly be saved through the life of his son. So now, we can rejoice in our wonderful new relationship with God because our Lord Jesus Christ has made us friends of God.
Wow, that is so powerful. You know, just the idea that you can be friends with the God of the universe.
Yes.
You know, that he's just not looking for subservient slaves. He's not just looking for people to do what he says. You know, he is actually, and he is looking for people to do what he says, but yeah. You know what I mean? He's not looking for robots. He's looking for friends. God wants to have a relationship with each and every one of you out there. And he wants to do that so badly that he sent his son to pay the price for all of our sins, to wipe away the ordinances that were written against us by, you know, our own shortcomings and our own falling short in this life and our own weaknesses and our own inabilities. You know, God has taken all of that and he has washed it away and he's saying, come be my friend.
You know, and when we were talking on another program about the separation and what happened with Adam, how we were separated.
Right.
Adam created that separation. Jesus broke that separation and brought us back together right. In unity with the Father.
Right.
So now we can walk like he did in the garden with Adam and just talk with him and fellowship with him. Jesus provided that. So now we can do that. He made us right. He justified us. He made us right with the Lord, Father
yeah.
God,
so
we
good.
Can have a deep relationship with him and nothing can get in between.
Wow. I love that. You know, in 1 Peter 1, 23, we are told that we have been born again from an incorruptible seed through the word of God, okay, which lives forever. And, you know, I don't think we can just not look at the importance of the word of God in our life. You know, in John 1, it says, and the word became flesh and dwelt
That's right.
among us. You know, that Jesus was the word made flesh, that God had already spoken, and that Jesus was, you know, the lamb slain before the foundation of the world. All this plan was already laid out that you would be able to receive, you know, the gift of salvation through the word of God, the incorruptible seed. And that is Jesus.
That's right. We get this all. If you get a hold of this, the word of God is Jesus.
Right.
The word of God is life and it's a spirit.
Yeah.
So when we read the word, it transforms us from inside.
It's so
again,
good.
In Christ, because the word is Christ. So now we are born again.
Sure.
We're a new creation. We're totally new by the seed of Christ.
Yeah, I was watching The Chosen again and again and again. I love that show, but you know, I love that part where Nicodemus is sitting there with Jesus. And you know what? It's like that. You know, we can sit with Jesus and we can have conversations with him.
The way Kevin and I are talking here is the way he wants you to talk to him.
And Jesus looked at Nicodemus and he said, unless you're born again, you're not even going to be able to see the kingdom of God. And I think there's a lot of people out there, Martita, that are they're not able to see the kingdom of God in their lives. They're like, where are you, God? Where is your kingdom? Where is all of this? And, you know, I think that the idea that you need to be born again to be able to see these things is very relevant today. You know, the world is walking in a level of darkness like we've never seen before. And, you know, the light of the word of God is there. It's shining. And we're seeing powerful revival beginning to happen. And we're seeing people turning back to God. Man, turn back to God if you've left him. If you've never met him, turn to God for the first time and let his light so shine, you know, into your life that you'll see his good works and you'll glorify God.
So, Kevin, to be able to do this, because a lot of people are trying to figure it out. It's not by your mind trying to figure out. It's by
right.
faith.
Right.
You have to believe and choose to say, Lord, I trust you and I choose to believe this.
Yeah.
And he will open your eyes.
Sure.
And you will see things and you will go, my goodness gracious. Somebody asked me one time, how do you know? I said, I know that I know that I know that I'm saved. The yes. moment I accepted him because he lives in me and I know it.
Yeah, I felt it.
Yes, so real.
Yes.
And the more you walk with him, the closer you get to him, the more real he becomes.
Sure. Well, I think yesterday we were talking about forgiveness, and that's what it boils down to, is that Jesus has washed you and purified you with his own blood. We've been talking about this, and he has chosen you, listen to this, for a royal priesthood, to be his friend, to be his family, to be a holy nation unto him. And we've got to begin to recognize that there is a kingdom that is out there, that is God's kingdom, and there's a kingdom that is out there that is Satan's kingdom and a worldly kingdom. And it's one or the other. You know, we have to make a choice, and if we haven't made a choice, we've already made
the choice.
Darkness is ruling in the world, and if you're saying to yourself, well, you know what, I don't like this whole God thing, I don't really like this whole Jesus, I need to give my life to him, I like my life, I want to keep my life, well, you have made the choice then to partner with darkness. And, you know, I would encourage you to reconsider this idea that, you know what, God is there. He's waiting for each and every one of you to call on the name of Jesus. It's simple faith, you know.
And the difference between the two is that in the kingdom of God, he is for you. He gave his life for you. He loves you. He wants to be with you and right. provide for you. In the kingdom of darkness, he wants to destroy you. He doesn't care about you. I mean, here's Jesus giving his life for you. If somebody in the natural, let's be real, in the natural, if I'm standing there and a car is going to hit me and somebody comes and jumps and saves my life.
Pushes you out of the way.
Yes, and saves my life. Automatically, you have this great gratefulness for this person. And you go and you go, oh my gosh, thank you. You saved my life.
What can I do?
Yeah, what can I do for you? Jesus saved you.
Yeah.
He is giving you eternal life. He's giving you salvation. He's giving you healing. He took everything from you, all the sins from your life. He forgave you.
Yes.
All we can do is be grateful.
Yeah. That gratitude is, you know, how do you display gratitude to someone? You know, you follow them.
Yeah.
You
want to be their friend.
You be their friend.
Yes.
You do life together.
You want to do things for that person. Once you really realize what the Lord has done for you,
it's easy to serve God.
You fall in love with him.
Yeah.
You fall in love.
You want to be a part of what he's doing. You want to be a part of what's happening in the world and what the kingdom of God is doing and moving in. And, you know, it's like me. When I gave my life to Jesus, I plugged into the local church and I never looked back. I just wanted to be where God was, and that's where I felt like he was. So I was there every time the door was open. And I think so many times that, you know, we're out there and we're saying, well, where are you, God? Well, he's where all of his people are. You know, get around people that love God and you'll find him if you're looking for him. You know, if you already know him, then be the people that love God so that others around you will actually fall in line and come to know Jesus from you and seeing God in you. So it's Christ in us, right? The
That's
hope
right.
of glory, the hope of the revelation that God is real. You know, people are going to see Jesus in us, Martita. They're not going to see Jesus, you know, in our words, you know, or in our condemnations or in our rules.
No. Nope.
They're going to see Jesus in us.
Let them see what Jesus has provided for us. So let's go to another one.
Sure.
Your spirit, soul, and body have been sanctified.
Yeah.
Jesus got you sanctified, which means you're set apart. You have been declared holy. You have been consecrated in Christ.
Yeah.
Again, once we accept the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior.
Right.
These are all things that he has provided for us. Okay? And we need to get a hold of it and walk in it. Realize who we have become in Christ.
Right. You know, in 1 Timothy 2:5 is one of my favorite scriptures. I actually used to have a heavy metal band back in the day, and it was called Mediator, okay?
Oh, that's
cool. And I picked it out of this scripture. You know, it says, for there's one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. You see, Jesus has become your personal mediator, okay? And between God and you. And you go to him and he brings you to the Father, and the Father comes to him and he comes to you. You know, it's through that relationship with Christ that we have access
and
to the Father.
When the accuser,
yeah.
Then the accuser goes to the Father and says, look, they did this and this and this and that. Jesus goes and says, yeah, they did, but they're covered by the blood.
Right.
So I paid for that.
Yeah.
So they've been acquitted. That's what Jesus does. So if the enemy comes to you and tries to put condemnation and guilt on you, you just tell him, Jesus paid for that. I've been covered.
Yeah, I've been washed. I've been, you know, sanctified. I love that, you know, because like sanctified is like a Christianese term, you know. As Christians, okay, if you're listening, you're not a, you know, solid in the church kind of your whole life kind of person, mm-hmm. sanctified, you know, it just means you've been made perfect.
That's right.
You know, Jesus made you holy, even though you're not, because God is holy. And in order to be in a relationship with a holy God, you have to be holy. So Jesus washed your sins away, and he made you the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. You have been made perfect.
And remember, he made you whole because he came in, he lived a sinless life, he died for you, he rose from the dead, and now he's seated at the right hand of the Father.
You know, that's why you hear all this terminology like, I've been washed in the blood. What does that mean? Well, you've been washed. Have you ever been dirty?
Yes.
You ever gone out mudding on the four-wheeler or been out in the truck and just been in the mud or, you know, just been working in dust all day? Dirt, it gets on you, and sin is the same way. Sin has been on us. You know, we were born that way, you know, with sin in our lives. But, you know, Jesus comes and he washes you and he cleans you up and he cleanses you. He takes away your sins, your addictions, your shortcomings, and he presents you to the Father perfect, even though you're not.
Kevin, I'm going to add to that because people will say, okay, so I'm washed, but my inside. Well, you know how many diets now and health things that are going on to detox you from the inside out. Well, that's why the Holy Spirit comes inside and he cleanses you from inside out. So all those toxins that were inside, they're all taken out. So he cleanses you from inside and from outside. You're completely cleansed. All that junk is out of you.
Yeah.
Everything is out.
Yeah, I mean, and I think we got to really help people to lock into this and understand, Martita, how to do this. It's by faith.
Again, by
faith. It's simple, believing it. Jesus did it for me. That's all God is looking for. He's looking for you to go, Jesus did it for me. And, you know, it says, by faith in the blood of Jesus, you have received redemption. You've been purchased back by God. You have received justification, which is, you know, that righteousness, that holiness. You've been made perfect. You know, and he's covered you. Your sins have been forgiven and you have become righteous. And you know what? You are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I know we keep falling back to it's in him we live.
Without us, we can't do it on our own.
In Christ, we've been redeemed. It's in him.
I want to read Ephesians 2:8-9 real quick since we're talking about this. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. Not of works, let anyone should boast. And then it continues, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Again,
by faith, by his grace, it's all in Christ.
Yeah.
We can't work our way to salvation. We can't work our way for the Lord to love us more. He loves us unconditional. That's why he sent his son to die for us.
Yeah, we have direct access.
Yes.
Through Christ to God. In him, you know, we can do all things through Christ who gives us the strength. This is just so good.
if we get a hold of it, come on, people, get a hold of it. You will be so free.
Yes. And let's talk to believers for a little bit. I think we can kind of feel like we're talking to unbelievers in some of these approaches, but you know what? If you've been believing, you know, if you've believed in God your whole life, you've just been raised a Christian, it's There's still every day of your life you need to recognize and understand that you have been made holy, that you've been made the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, and you have access. So, you know, I love the scripture that says, boldly come to the throne of his grace and make your requests and your petitions, you know, to God. God is looking for us to step into, as believers, a new level of authority unlike anything the world has ever seen before. I feel like in these last days that we are moving in to a place of authority, Martita, where God is like, it's time to take the earth back. The enemy's had it long enough. I am looking to my church to man up, to woman up, and to take hold of the promises that I've given them and the authority that I've given them, and to begin to take back what the enemy has stolen from us. It's time to get up. It's time to start doing some things for the kingdom of God. You guys got to get plugged into your local churches. You got to become who God's called you to be. You got to start moving in the anointing and the power of your ministry that God has for each and every one of you individually, and see victory begin to come in the kingdom of God.
I like what you said, as believers. I came to know the Lord when I was 15. I went to church. I listened to it. Oh, that was a great sermon. But then what? We got to do something about it. So as believers, listen to what we're saying. And if you say, wow, that was really good, meditate on it and say, okay, Lord, what is the first step? What can I do? What is the first thing that I can do to start walking this out? How do I make this real to me? Take it, meditate on it, because whatever you think about is what you're going to do.
That's right.
The more you read these things, the more you read the word and realize who you are in Christ, you can walk in it, and then it becomes you.
Right.
The more you do it, when I did karate for a while, they said, you have to learn these things and you can't think about it because then you'll be dead.
Right.
It has to become part of you.
Right. Well, I'm going to be a black belt in a day.
It takes time.
Doesn't happen. You got to work at it
until you become it.
Right.
You work on the word, read it, walk on it, and you will become it.
Yeah, that's so true, man. We hope you guys are enjoying the program today, enjoying this topic. You're listening to Turn the Light On, and it's Kevin and Martita. We're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to come back and just kind of wrap the program up as we've been talking about the topic of what does the cross bring? You know, and we're just unpacking so many different things. It's amazing. So we'll be right back.
Hey, have a fence project you'd like to get done? Mike Green with Hercules Fence is available for you at 321-258-9853. Hercules Fence has been in business for 60 plus years. They've been serving Brevard since 1965. There's no job too big or too small. This is Brevard's leading fencing provider. Once again, that's Mike Green with Hercules Fence. 321-258-9853.
Paradise Air and Heat is an amazing sponsor of Turn the Light On. If you have a need for AC repair, you can reach Paul and the Paradise team at 321-459-2665. That's right, 321-459-2665. Located in Merritt Island and serving Brevard, Paradise can do everything from filter replacement to maintenance and even new systems. Thanks again, Paradise Air and Heat, for helping us turn the light on. Hello everyone, it's Pastor Kevin here from Lighthouse Christian Church. Just wanted to take a moment and invite you to our Palm Sunday production titled He is Alive, featuring our Lighthouse Holy Spirit Fire Choir and an inspiring drama presentation. So join us as we celebrate the power of Christ's resurrection this holiday season.
He is alive. He is alive. Death is defeated. Sin has retreated from the power of the song, and he is alive. The enemy's faded, the battle still rages, but the war has been won.
Easter's here, everybody, and I wanted to take a moment to invite each and every one of you to our Easter celebration services here at Lighthouse Christian Church. It's going to be at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m. on Easter Sunday. Come on out. But I wanted to take a moment and say, don't just come to the service. Bring someone with you. This is a great opportunity. It's the time of year when someone is always willing to go to church. So make that ask, make that invite, and bring somebody to church this Easter Sunday. We hope to see you there. All right, everybody, we're back. Once again, we want to say thanks to our sponsors. I know we say it every time, but you know what? We really do appreciate them stepping in and helping us bring you the word. If you'd want to be a sponsor of Turn the Light On, you can contact the church office at 321-452-1012 and just say, hey, I want to sponsor Turn the Light On, and we would welcome any gifts, anything you wanted to do that way. So once again, thanks to everybody who makes that possible for us. Martita, we've been talking about what does the cross bring. Yesterday we were talking about it brings forgiveness, and today we've really been talking a lot about righteousness and, you know, just who we are in Christ, and it brings us to a relationship and to a place where we have been made the friends of God.
And all that through the cross.
Through the cross.
It all had to go through the cross to be able to get all these things that the Lord accomplished and yeah. got for us. Jesus
Absolutely.
Provided all this for us.
Yeah.
Okay, so I wanna read something because I can't wait. I love these verses, and I'm just excited.
All right, jump in.
I'm gonna read first Romans 8:11. The first time I read this, it was like it blew me apart. But if the Spirit of Him, the Father, who raised Jesus from the dead, dwells in you, He who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through His Spirit who dwells in you. Oh my gosh, the Spirit that rose Jesus from the dead lives in me.
Yeah.
And it lives in you. And if you have accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, it lives in you.
I love that.
The mighty Holy Spirit is inside of us.
Yeah. Then you can actually be a vessel that holds the presence of God.
Well, you're at the temple.
Powerful. You're the temple.
You're the one, the temple that holds, like the holy temple used to hold it. Now it's in you. We are the temple.
That's so good.
And then 1 Peter 2:24. He personally carried our sins in His body on the cross so that we can be dead to sin and live for what is right. By His wounds, you are healed. And the New King James says, by whose stripes you were healed.
So Jesus provided, you know, not just physical healing, but emotional healing for each and every one of us. And we wanted to just take a moment and pray for each one of you. Lord, we are just so blessed to be here with the program. And we believe, in accordance with 1 Peter 2:24, that Jesus provided physical and emotional healing for everybody who's listening to the program today. So we release that healing over you today. And we just say, be set free by the blood of Jesus, by the cross, and come into full relationship with God.
In Jesus Christ.
In Jesus Christ. We hope you guys enjoy the program, and we'll see you tomorrow at Turn the Light On.
Turn the Light On is a program brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Church in Maryland, Florida. Our service times are Sundays at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m. We are located at 1250 North Banana River Drive, across the street from Audubon Elementary School. You can reach our office at 321-452-1012 or find us online at ourlighthouse.net.
Thanks for joining us every weekday morning at 7:30 a.m. or by social media any time of the day or night. We're excited to see God moving in Brevard County and hope to meet you in one of our services or events. Until the next time, thanks for being with us as we turn the light on in our community.